Hey guys, this is Joe. Today I want to introduce you to our partner Vanta. Achieving ISO 27001 or SOC 2 compliance can unlock major growth for your company and build customer trust, but the process can be time intense and costly. Vanta automates compliance, getting you audit ready quickly and saving up to 85% of associated costs. And Vanta scales with your business, helping you enter new markets. Join 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora that trust Vanta. Claim 20% off Vanta at vanta.com/startupradio. That's vanta.com, spelled vanta.com/startupradio.
Welcome to startuprad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from startuprad.io, your startup podcast, YouTube blog, and internet radio station from Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Bringing you today, this month in German startup, November 2023, episode 405. And Chris is there making faces in New York. Hey, man, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Hey, Joe.
Totally my pleasure. It may be that is something around our 100th episode together. That would be great. As I said, welcome to our November news with vital news from the startup scenes in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, wrapping up in 30 minutes or less. Our startup news are recorded with Chris in New York and me in Frankfurt on the 28th of November, and all news not yet included will be included in our next news to be published December 21st. Our last planned publication is December 22nd, the FinTech Review. Yes, we moved it away from December 25th. Note, we will take a holiday break until January 18th, when you can expect the first episode of the new year. By the way, FinTech Review was moved away from the holidays due to public demand. Our highlights: AI startup Alab Alpha raises $500 million. CM Blue raises 100 million euros for energy storage. WeFox gets 55 million from Deutsche and UniCredit. Vanguard, the asset manager from the US, pulls the plug on their German robo-advisor. And it seems that Sono Motors has found an investor to keep going at least until the end of 2024. And the German subsidiary of WeWork also has to file for insolvency. Tune into our radio station, startup.radio, where 100,000 tech enthusiasts and startup founders are listening each week, each month. And our enablers: this recording is supported by Hessen Trade and Invest and the Enterprise Europe Network Hessen. These organizations have made tremendous contributions to helping startup businesses succeed and thrive, providing a range of services from helping to find grants to ongoing partnerships. By taking advantage of these resources, startup companies can network and develop innovative strategies for success on the international stage. The dedicated support of HTAI and the Enterprise Europe Network Hessen is paramount in providing startup businesses with the tools for lasting success. Look for our dedicated startup podcast in partnership with them, Tech Startups Germany, and as well as our platform, startupraven.com, the best way to identify investors and cooperation partners for early stage startups. You can sign up for early access at startupraven.com. And I hand over to New York to Chris to the top news.
Yes, let's go for it. I mean, you already hinted at some of it, so let's look at some of the details. First off, we have Aleph Alpha, a Heidelberg-based company that raised a total investment of more than $500 million, as you said. The money comes from a consortium of industry leaders and new investors for their AI for enterprises and governments. Aleph Alpha's idea is to have a counterweight to OpenAI in Europe. They offer a chatbot already called Luminous. Luminous claims to be more transparent regarding its sources than some of the US competitors, and that's apparently something that the investors also want to support. Because, of course, as we all know from the past couple of months, artificial intelligence and also its like restrictions, or let's say its guardrails are a much discussed topic, and many governments also are trying to come up with rules to rein AI in. Then we have CM Blue Energy. It's a German energy scale up, and they offer warehouses for energy with batteries storing up to gigawatt hours. They now raised 100 million euros, and Strabag is the sole investor, one of Europe's largest construction companies based in Vienna. The company with its local storing solutions, CM Blue that is, hopes to benefit from the coming boon of renewables. CM Blue is located in Alzenau, not too far away from Frankfurt, so your hometown, but already in Bavaria and not in Hessen anymore. Deutsche Bank and UniCredit back the insurance startup WeFox with $55 million in fresh funds. WeFox is an online insurance broker. They did not raise equity, so their valuation stayed the same at around $4.5 billion. And CNBC has a couple of more information about that. And as always, you can find these in the show notes. The siren is already in the background. So we got that out of the way.
For everybody, we have right now more than 200,000 listeners a month, and we may tell them that every time there is no siren in the recording, you owe me a bagel. And by the way, since last time, you have not been in New York.
I was gonna say, and I think I basically don't owe you anything. there's always a siren. And then Sono Motors, you were also already talking about it a bit. Sono Motors was a company that was once hailed as a new hope for the German startup scene, listing early in the US in November 2021. They wanted to increase the reach of electro cars. They had ambitious plans to become an electric car brand themselves. They wanted to increase the reach by adding solar cells, but overall ran just into one problem after another. While developing the cars and the technology, in the end, they had to file for insolvency. But they are now restarting with technology that allows the retrofitting of solar panels for fossil fuel buses. Sono Motors filed a 6K with the SAC here in the US, saying that the company secured its survival for 2024. Thanks to a new investor, apparently most of the 250 employees can find further employment if they want to. We have a blog post about this on Medium where you can read a bit more.
I was actually very proud because I found this 6K filing the day it was published and was one of the very first blogs to write about that.
Nice. So Vanguard's German robo-advisor costs millions and scores only 4 million assets under management, AUM, at the end of 2022. So probably a startup that whose hopes did not really come to fruition. It's a disaster, according to Finance FWD. Finance Forward. To compare this, Scalable Capital had 11 months after launch more than 100 million AUM. Again, Vanguard had only 4 million. And also WeWork Germany filed for insolvency. So also the German subsidiary had to do the same or had to file for insolvency. I mean, the company had issues everywhere and basically was called out for basically just offering office space, I would say. That's it with the top news. Moving on to the ecosystem, and which is also like my honor, but it's just one piece of information or two pieces of information today about economic data. The first thing is that Germany has a 1 billion euro financing has found a 1 billion euro financing for a fund of funds. Sifted reports this and writes that the closing now happened and offers details that the Growth Fund Germany, so that's the name, is going to invest in German and European VC funds in order to make more growth capital available in those markets. Traditionally, something that is lacking there. We have some more details in a blog post based on Sifted.
And our views of the people in charge of this 10 billion program, the German startup strategy, the digital commissioner under the last Merkel government, as well as the one under the Scholz government. So very deep insights into the political echelons here in Germany. That's what we do for you guys.
There's hope also for an uptick in business in Germany. The IFO Business Climate Index rises. I mean, in general, the question has been in the past couple of months how much of a dread there is in Germany. So at least some minor positive signals right now. Moving on to hubs, where we highlight some of the hidden gems and cities of general startup interests in Germany. And I hand it over to you.
Yes, talking about Frankfurt Rhein-Main area, we had our first interview ever published in 2014, I think on Halloween, with Main Inkubator. They already rebranded to Neosphere, and they now have their first spin-off out of Commerzbank named Litzy. Tvarit, also a former interview guest of ours, secured 6.5 million euros in funding for their industrial AI. And former football player and Eurocup winner 1996, Oliver Bierhoff, and Frankfurt-based family office Finvia set up a unit for pro athletes. Finvia wants to offer investment opportunities in the sports sector. Going to the very north, Hamburg, food tech startup Good Bites with a Y secures 12 million investment. They are offering kitchen robots for restaurants, and that should be able to prepare the complete meal. And Oxolo, a generative AI startup, closes 13 million Series A funding. Mannheim-based Klarna subsidiary Stokart becomes profitable. They are offering loyalty card solution for chain stores. And Heilbronn, Germany's richest man, wants to ensure Europe has an open AI rival. Again, the Dieter Schwarz Foundation has therefore chosen Alab Alpha as their main strategic partner for an AI innovation park in the southwest of Germany. And we may tell that Dieter Schwarz is the person behind retail store chains Lidl, also present in the US, right?
Yeah.
Kaufland and Lidl. Exactly. Yeah. Handing over to Austria and Chris.
Yeah. In Austria, we see that the Graz-based same-day delivery H-Now has to file for insolvency. So a couple of bad news there. And we also learned that Austrian Parliament enabled a new legal form for companies called FlexCo. They expect a new wave of newly started companies with from that. Moving on to Switzerland. Very fast rides here. And in Switzerland, we see that, again, biotech reigns supreme because with the companies that we see, it's definitely an emphasis on this industry. SpaceTech Technology AG raised 5.8 million Swiss francs to redefine real-time analysis of gases and liquids. SkyCell AG provides pharmaceutical supply chains with temperature-controlled hybrid containers. They have completed a $57 million equity financing round at a $600 million US dollar valuation with M&G investments. Onina Medicines closes a 3.7 million Swiss francs funding round to advance its novel antibody portfolio. And Mimo Therapeutics raises 25 million Swiss francs in a Series C financing. Evolva, another company that found a 20 million Swiss franc exit deal preventing their company closure. And last but not least, Alivion secured 3.8 million Swiss francs to give mobile devices a sense of smell.
I have to admit, I was looking into some of the what those biotech startups are doing, and they describe it in very well-written English, but with all the terms used, they could as well write blah, blah, shamalama, ding dong, as far as I'm concerned. Going into the general and tech news section here. New funds, in case you're looking for money. Berlin-based AI venture studio Merantix raises 100 million euro funds to co-invest with startups. Going to the fintech news, startups Viatrade and Myos funded purchases of Amazon merchants. The business was hyped, but now both are in trouble and some of them stopped doing business. A fourth wave of layoffs running through the former bearer of hope for German prop techs, Mac Markler. The Berlin-based fintech Solaris Bank scores a win against German finance oversight body BaFin. There will be no limiting customer deposits. Siemens uses JP Morgan's blockchain for programmable payments. PE fund Pollen Street Capital starts the consolidation of the German wealth tech markets. Finance Group, Fund Hero, and Fund Access will be working together under the Pollen Street umbrella. I could not really find out from the press release if they are merged into a legal entity. Crypto platform Bullies, backed by billionaires like Peter Thiel and Christian Angermeyer, is preparing its launch in Germany. And Trade Republic NeoBroker generates 145 million euro loss in the business year ending September 30th. Chris, I hand over to general news.
Interesting that that the crypto platform is still expanding these days. Because, I mean, in general, the topic has gotten a bit quieter. Anyway, general news in Germany. The German Fund of Funds Equation buys the VC fundraising platform Betterfront. The Grover founder steps down from his CEO job in a surprise move. He feels it is the right time to do so. Linda Rubin, former COO, takes over. She's a seasoned manager with experience at JP Morgan and Rothschild. Celonis bought AI startup Symbio and adds generative AI capabilities. There's another siren in the background. And Berlin-based unicorn Get Your Guide was a hot candidate for an IPO in 2024. But now the CEO dampens those hopes.
Chris, now you really overdid it with your soundboard here. Let's go to Schumpeter's Schöpferische Zerstörung. The creative destruction is still ongoing. Berlin-based PropTech startup All My Homes has to file for insolvency. Sorry to see them go. Fratello from Linz, Austria, want to help you play the guitar. For now, the plan ends in insolvency. The Berlin-based e-scooter producer Uno has to file for insolvency, as well as Vienna-based Crypto Management. But in the case of Crypto Management in Vienna, the Vienna prosecutors investigate due to suspicions of fraud and embezzlement. Berlin-based Verbally has to file for insolvency as well. The startup allowed to organize meetings up front. And now we want to end on a high note, and that's usually, again, the business of Chris, right?
Let's go for it. Yes. So in the end, we try to come up with a couple of successful fundraising and exits. Keep in mind that it's only a small selection. There are always news. The news here and their total value show how resilient the startup scene in Germany is, how much progress is being made. We hope the same is valid for you, fellow listeners. We included only selected fundraisings above 5 million euros or US dollars. So to start things off, Quantum Systems raises 63.6 million euros in a Series B, becoming the first European company to raise over 100 million euros on dual-use tech. Nouscom raises 67.5 million euros in a Series C financing. OBI, one of Germany's largest DIY store chains, invests in Munich-based Cleantech 42 Watt, 42 Watt. ECBF invests in RED Horticulture, Red Horticulture. You can learn more about ECBF in our interview. The link is in the show notes. The Graz-based Black Shark AI extends a Series A with an extra 13.8 million euros to expand in 3D mapping technology. More about that at EU Startups. Same goes for the Munich-based, the Land Banking Group, which backed 10.5 million euros to launch an investment platform for natural capital. That's it with the good news and with all the news. You can find more information to stay ahead of the curve. For example, some more information about the company history of WeWork, then something about Juniper. We have the autopsy of and software as a service death, and the next big wave of AI, an article with Morgan Stanley. We will be back right before Christmas on December 21st. You better write your wish lists until then, and we see what we can do. I don't have anything else to say. I can just say, don't get too stressed out in the Hollywood season, in holiday season. And I I say goodbye in good health. Shabbat shalom.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to talk to you very shortly before Christmas. Thanks, Chris. As always, it was a pleasure. Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.